The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street.
Okay, well, welcome to John Stepmiller's show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterwood II. I'm standing in for the first hour here for John. And I hope you're sitting down today. I have a show on Sundays. Let's see, it would be 7 to 9 Central Standard Time. And my main areas are criminal and internal revenue criminals. And Sunday before last, I had some, because I've been working this back. We've found out so much more about these guys, trying to find out how the states have the authority to offer you a federal W-4, and why the federales, for their employees and their military, have to have give the states authority in a written authority to withhold money. It seems all illogical. I mean, we all know, I mean, anybody that's to deal with the internal revenue criminals or the state income tax, there is no statute that says you have to pay the internal revenue criminals. That's just, that it doesn't exist. I mean, that's a thing. And I don't have enough time to go into all the citations today, but if you want to email me, it's irs@alaskaminuteman.com. irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I can give you some of the things I'm talking about today, or I have a show every Sunday. The issue is, and I couldn't believe it because I was tracking this backwards. I have access to Westlaw and legislative history, and I'd got back to the Buck Act of 1947. And I had no idea what the Buck Act was really about. I've read it, but to be honest, I never really understood it. And some of these things take understanding and other issues before you can actually understand what the heck is going on. I mean, it's what can I say? You know, it just takes a while to get to the hang of what these guys are really talking about. Because the thing that most people do not recognize is anytime you enter into a court environment, they do not talk plain English. They talk in code. There are definitions, and they are as crazy as dog means cat. Every time you hear the word means, that's why they always have definitions with all this stuff. Because what you think you know, you don't know. Because means is the exclusive use of a brand new meaning to a word. So dog means cat. That's as crazy, and I am not exaggerating, as what we think we know when we go in there and we're listening to things like individual. You think so? You're an individual. No, it means a citizen of the United States or a alien over here lawfully admitted. Well, what the heck is that? That ain't what I. That's not what the dictionary says. So we go in and testify to something, and we have no clue, and they don't tell us. These guys are talking in code. So with that thought in mind, went back to, because I've heard issues, people of Patriot community have heard the words federal area, federal zone, and all of these other type of things, but usually it's federal area. And I've never really understood the federal area the way they state it. And this is out of the Buck Act of 1940 that was put into effect in positive law in 1947. And it says the term. Now, anytime they use the word term, federal area in quotation marks means. That means they're giving a very unique meaning to be used in anything that deals with federal area. Any lands or premises held or acquired by or for the use of the United States. That sounds pretty upfront. Or in a department, establishment, or agency of the United States. Semicolon. Oops, we had another thing. And any federal area or any part thereof which is located within the exterior boundaries of the state shall be deemed to be a federal area located within each such state. What the heck are we talking about here? Within the external boundaries of a state is considered to be in the federal area. What are we talking about? That is so confusing. I finally got it. Finally figured it out because of when I was looking, I'm tracing this stuff back. I have Westlaw. It's absolutely astounding. And you have to have a little bit of basic understanding of the Bible. That would be Esau that gave away his birthright for some little beans and porridge, and he lost his property rights and rights of lineage. We have to, under the penalties of perjury, say I am a citizen of the United States. And boy, that sounds so deliciously good. I mean, who could go against that? Define it. Can't. There isn't what it's used. It started back in 1866, and you can look at 14 Stat 27, but you can find it in the if you got a computer at 42 United States Code 1982 is one of them, 42 USC 1982, to have the same rights as a white citizen. That sounds a little bit discriminatory or racist, you think? They put it into the 14th, which we have to sign up for. And the real short story is the 13th and the 14th and the 15th Amendments got nothing to do, basically, with white folk. But, of course, what they did, 2 years later in 1870, they said, oh, by the way, you know, we don't have to create this citizen of the United States for the black folk. We can get around and naturalize you, and you'll be equal in all respect. But we didn't know that 4 years ago. Right, okay? I don't believe that, do you? It's amazing how they can get epiphanies once they get... So, first of all, then, citizens of the several states, when you sign up to be a citizen of the United States, you have no standing. Because you see, all of the constitutions of the several states require the elective franchise, the right to vote, and under suffrage to be a citizen of that state. You got to be a citizen of Texas. You got to be a citizen of New York or a citizen of Massachusetts or a citizen of Minnesota. They don't tell us that. The next thing they needed to do, which is they happened in 1913, the 17th Amendment, they put in a 17th Amendment to where the legislatures of the several states no longer elect the senators of the United States. So now we have a constitution of the United States and of the several states, because you go look at any of your several states, instead of saying a citizen of Texas or whatever, it says citizen of the United States. And I have, if you want to see it, email me, and I will see the citizen of the United States was only to be used as a prohibitive amendment to prohibit states and state actors from discrimination, keeping you from vote, denial of due process of law, 13, 14th, and 15th. I got it. Cruikshank and all. It's all put out in very concise, plain English, come out of the Congressional Record, 1938, which comes from 1985. So this fictional citizen of the United States that has no domicile, that's why they always say you reside somewhere in a state, because it has no domicile. It's not a corporation. It's a fiction in law. So with that thought process down, and under the 16th Amendment, they tried to get around the apportionment of the several states. So they did the 16th Amendment. Didn't accomplish anything. 16th Amendment really didn't do anything, except it was legislated for the fictional citizens of the United States, just like the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Now, it's taken me a long time to put this together where I could prove it with documents, which I got a ton of them, the things that I'm talking about. So the bottom line is, we have been fighting, and I have been fighting, in Title 26, which is the Internal Revenue Criminals, their stuff that they use. We think they use it. But you see, there's one part of it that blows it all away. And that's the part that I've been puzzled. How do they accomplish this? Because in the definition of 26 U.S.C. 7701A, 16, withholding agent, it talks about all taxes for a withholding agent for any tax. And they list four code sections, and they're all foreigners. The first one is non-resident alien. The second one is foreign corporation. Next one is foreign organization. And the last one is you can sue anybody that does it. Well, I thought, man, we can sue these people. Wrong. Title 26 is basically irrelevant. It's not used. Just a few parts of it. All the rest of it, it's all an illusion. It's a con. Why? How did they get around it? How did they snooker us? I could not believe when I went under 4 United States Code, I was tracking down the Buck Act because I got back as far as 1947, and a gentleman called in 2 Sundays ago and said, go look at the 1939 Salary Act. And then that put me right up to the Buck Act, and I went into the Buck Act, and I read it. I didn't really understand it yet. So I started reading the cases. That's what's nice about Westlaw. You go read the cases and see what these guys are talking about. I couldn't believe it. It said in these cases that the federal government, not the government of the United States, federal government, they have receded to the states the authority to take out income tax. You got to be kidding me. You see, the government of the United States couldn't get around it. They couldn't reach the citizens of the several states. They couldn't get around the definition of income as profit by a Supreme Court case. So what do? They create a fiction. And we signed up for it. I've had people want to fight to be a citizen of the United States. They don't, and they can't defend it. You can't have a jury, a federal or state of Alaska. You have to admit you're a citizen of the United States. That's how I used to ask them once they sworn in on the jury. Well, are you just sworn in? I'm just checking you, see what you know what it is, and they don't know. Well, I think we got a bunch of idiots sitting here. They just swore to something they don't want, and they dismissed the case. Duh. They have no idea. Nobody does. How would you know that? We're not taught any of this. How are we supposed to learn this stuff? So what they did, they created the fiction, citizens of the United States. Then I got around with the Buck Act in 1940 and put the authority back on the states. They receded was the word. Receded. We'll have the states do our dirty work. But the states can only do it if you are a citizen of the United States. And they define a state which includes territory or possession. That's the first clue right there, because the several states are unique. They are unique. They are sovereign countries known as the several states with their own constitution, their own citizens. their own right of suffrage. But they get us to sign up for it. I've got a driver's license without being a citizen of the United States. I changed the voter registration. I signed up to be a citizen of Alaska. They don't do it. I flaunted it in front of them. No, you can do that. Well, then why are we doing the other? You can opt to sign up for anything you want, but they don't give us the option, and they don't tell us what the difference is. As soon as you sign up to be a citizen of the United States, you have no rights and no remedies. You're accepting a benefit. And you are under what's called United States of America. The real party of interest in all federal courts up to 1913 was United States. When they got rid of when they put the 17th Amendment in, there were no longer any senators, and the citizens of the several states, they've already got us hoodwinked. So there's nobody in the Constitution. There's nobody has any standing no more. United States of America showed up from 1913 to 1916. All of a sudden, the United States just went away. What the hell? How can that be? If it was good all the way up to 1913, it still ought to be good. Well, it is. It's only good in two courts. Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Those are the only constitutional courts left in America in the federal courts. These appellate courts, United States District Courts. United States District Court came out of the territory of Hawaii. We've got conclusive evidence. It does not rise under Article 3. It's not a territorial court. It's not anything. It's just they made it all up for the land of Oz, for the federal areas for us to go into. And reading some of these cases and then how they go about doing it, I don't know what to say. One of the first cases I read on this was Barney versus state tax assessor. This was out of Maine. That's one of two. And they talk about the jurisdiction of all income taxes earned in a federal income claim within the geographical boundaries. Well, you get on farther down in this case here, and they talk about, hey, guess what? Everything is all under the federal area. Really? How did I end up in a federal area? And this is another one that's even more concise. And then one of these cases can actually come out of Texas, of many, several. This one happens to be out of District of Colorado. It's a federal case. United States versus the City and County of Denver. This was actually the first one I read. I could not believe it. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. This is, it says, the historical context of which the Buck Act was enacted indicates that Congress was legislating with respect to taxes on salaries, wages, commission, and other forms of income. Considering the statement in the Senate report that the definition of income tax must necessarily cover a broad field because of the great variations as found between the different laws, which I have that. If it is levied on with this respect to or measured by income, or gross receipts, Senate report 1625, I have that. So what are they saying? They got this case out of Texas. The Supreme Court of Texas concluded that a tax based upon income and measured by that income is in money or money's worth was a Buck Act income tax. That's Humble Oil. 478 SW2D 926. Back in a minute.
Where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the Karoon, the trailer, and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Okay, well, back. And this creates all kinds of issues now, of which I'm really getting into. You see, they defined income tax. They don't define income, but they actually define income. If this is in Title IV, what's it doing in Title IV under states? Because that's where they put the Buck Act. That's where they hid this stuff. We're all over there chasing around in Title 26. Well, stop and think about this concept. If the IRS, first of all, they don't have the authority, the feds don't have the authority to give it to the states, only if you're a citizen of the United States. Because the feds can't get around and delegate back to the states to do something, can they? That's ridiculous. It's preposterous. They've done it. And they define the term income tax means any tax levied on with respect to or measured by net income, or gross receipts. That's why the IRS and all these states never want to talk about anything other than net income and gross income. They don't want to talk about taxable year. They don't want to talk about withholding agent, because with taxable year limits it to Subtitle A, and Subtitle A goes to withholding agent, and the only people are foreigners we can withhold. Just bang, 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 and they're done. Oh, we can't talk about that. We're fighting a case up in Minnesota, Richard Rappert, on a state income tax. And the judge would not let the... He did a bench trial. You never want to do a trial by jury because you can't bring the law in. There is a way to get it, but you can't get it in front of the jury. So he always wanted to do a bench trial, and as soon as he figured out we were using terms, he didn't want to go there either. But then we actually got it on a post-conviction relief. Was kind of a back-outward type habeas. Another judge came out and said the term definitions are irrelevant. See, I listen to these people. So the obvious question, why would the term definitions of what there's 841 in Title 26 be irrelevant? They told Rappert, you calculate the federal income tax, but you don't have to file it. Then you use those numbers in the state income tax. Yep. Well, what are they talking about here? How are they doing this? Well, you see, in Title 26 or Subtitle C, which is called for wages and all the stuff they're talking about here, you can't get a notice of deficiency. I always wondered why. Why would one type of tax for employer or employee, there's no deficiency? They can't talk to you about your tax because it's election by the employer. Oh, damn, now I'm starting to get it. So I got an employer that's licensed by the state. He gives me a W-4, and I volunteer in. Election by the employer. Or he sends a 1099. He's elected to hang me. And I don't know any better. Of course, on the W-4, we're modifying those. But see, the question is, how does the state now get the authority to provide to you a government form, a federal government form? Bingo. The federal government has receded, given back to the, you can call them corporate states. Actually, technically, they're federal area states. Because anything that is money is considered comes under the Buck Act. And so the Fed said, we'll hand it back to the states. They'll hand out all of our forms and do the dirty work for it. And then what's even crazier yet, when the IRS gets this money, the federal government, they actually, there's an entire leg, it's 31, I'd look it up here. They give the money to the United States. They give it away. So they put the states to do the dirty work under the Buck Act, defining income tax as any tax. And then the courts have said, like in Texas, if it's money, it's under the Buck Act. So you're stuck. And we're over here in Title 26 trying to figure out how to beat these guys, and we're off the plantation. There is no way to beat them over there. We've had them go away in cases. I've had them. First case I did 2014 in McAlpine's on a Books and Records. They just packed up and left, said, we don't want to play with you no more. They just left. They didn't say why. They just walked away. They haven't bothered him since. I've got several other people like that that we've been dealing with. They don't want this out. This is one of the best-kept secrets. All these tax experts and all this stuff, it's all under the Buck Act. And it's all about your status. Who are you? We keep signing up because they won't tell us what we are, what that is. And this is one of the things. I'll back in a minute. Nobody out in this world.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
And I've got conclusive evidence of this. I just didn't know about the Buckeye. We got a guy, Kirkendall, out of Mississippi. Never been done before. He went through the IRS. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I got that in 113 cases right now. Sovereign body politic. What the hell is that? So instead of appealing to the, I think it was the Fifth Circuit he's in, or Tenth, I forget which. I think it's the Fifth. I don't remember. Yeah, Fifth Circuit, because I think it's out of Louisiana. No, yeah, I think it's Fifth Circuit. Anyways, we appealed it to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That's a constitutional Article 3 court. It actually said so. They'd never had it done. We finally got it up there. And they statutorily have blocked that if you're down in the land of Oz, you can't go to the constitutional court. So they put it back to the Fifth Circuit. But what's interesting, the very same case, the very same attorney in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals says counsel for the United States, because there's no counsel for the United States of America in that constitutional court. Then when it came back to the Fifth Circuit, she was now counsel for the United States of America. You think there might be a big difference going on here? Same case, same attorney, and she is got two different statuses depending on what court she goes into. You can't make this stuff up. I'm telling you, this is a mind twist. It's all about our status, who we are. And then I got to looking into, and I've got cases now where they're deporting these illegals. They catch them after they've been naturalized. Well, would you like to guess what they naturalize them as? Citizens of the United States of America. That's under the Confederation. It's never changed. Citizens of the United States of America, but in their brief, they call them a citizen of the United States. Now stop and think about this one. Let's say I'm a Mexican illegal. I walk across the border and I have a child. It's immediately a citizen of the United States. Well, how did they get around the naturalization that takes 5 years? Oh, if you have a child on the soil, you can enter the fictional citizen of the United States. That's why there's no rule of law. And I noticed that the Sessions, even now, when they're fighting all of these Trump issues on the definition of alien, nobody will go and use the definition of alien because that would expose the fraud of the citizen of the United States versus somebody that owes allegiance to the United States being a citizen of one of the several states. They won't use that definition. They will use other definitions to try to win the case, but they avoid that one because they can't. It would totally tear this country apart. We have been overthrown, and I'll tell you what, if you want to know how it happened, just look in the mirror. You and I did it. Because we do not know who we are. We have substituted the inalienable rights from the Creator for man's law under the devil. Man made it up. No inalienable rights from the Creator. That has law of the land, all that. And we don't own our car. We know now, I got conclusive evidence how they do it. Every, go to the dealer, just ask them for the attorney in fact contract. You sign away. Every new car is signed away. All right, title, and interest before it ever leaves the lot. The manufacturer statement of origin, which most people have never seen, never even heard of, is hand carried to your local DMV because it is money and they own the car. God, I've had fun with these cops since I found out all that. They leave me alone now. I kind of stopped three times in about the last year and a half, and the first thing out of my mouth is, man, am I glad to see you. I want to report a stolen car. The state of Alaska stole my car, and by the way, you have a conflict of interest, and by the way, that's a felony. They take the driver's license, and they don't want to deal with me no more. They just vanished. And I ask, hey, wait a minute. You're supposed to take my complaint here. I got a felony here. Boy, they get in their little copy car, and away they go. And I'm not against cops. Don't get me wrong. Because we need cops. Oh, God, yes. I wouldn't be a cop and crazy idiots running around out there now on drugs and every other freaking damn thing and all the Muslims and stuff that want to kill us for whatever stupid reasons. I just, no thank you. Not a job I'd want. But we don't own the cars. We don't own our land. We don't even know who we are. We're just like Esau in the Bible. We're signing it. He gave it away one time. Of course, his father confirmed it, but we have to keep doing it. We're going into, and people have no idea, the old star chambers out of England. People have heard that term. It's called trilemma. There are three things they're looking for in the star chambers. They want you to incriminate yourself. Well, we have a thing against that. Well, how do I incriminate myself? The second one is, I want you to admit that you're a citizen of the United States. The second part of what's called trilemma, the third leg is, you got to do it under the penalties of perjury. The fourth one is, I can find you in contempt, take your stuff, because you see, you confess to it. You stipulate, you said, under the penalties of perjury, true and correct, I am a citizen of the United States. I want to have benefits. I have sold my life, liberty, and property to have a benefit, and the Supreme Court has ruled from 1792 all the way to, but not like 1919, Babcock and others. Anytime you get a benefit, you have no rights and no remedies. Shut the heck up. This has been going on since actually before the Civil War. I've been able to timeline it out of the changes that they did. Once they got the Buck Act and said, the states, we're going to get around the apportionment of the several states. We're going to hand it over to the states. Reseated. I just, that's shocking. The states are acting, and there is no authority to do that. Well, then the obvious, there's many questions now, which I haven't got to the bottom of yet. If I got a letter from the IRS, where's your delegation of authority? You're talking about the secretary and all that, but wait a minute, if its authority's been reseated to the states, what the heck's the IRS doing contacting me? Where's your delegation authority to give it to the states, and where's your authority to represent what the states did? Of course, the states are pulling it off under Subtitle C, which is election by the employer. They offer you a federal form, W-4, or they turn in a 1099. They turn you in if you want to work for them. That's why there is no deficiencies under Subtitle C, wages. There is under Subtitle A for foreigners, but they send out these notice of deficiencies to people all the time. And we used to, I don't anymore, we head off to tax court. The tax court is not a court. They say so. I've got decisions, especially I got one out of the District of Columbia, Kariski case. They said there's no judicial determination at all, so why would I go there? It's all rigged. There's no way to win. It's a con. Because we, American citizens, which is a good thing, citizen of the United States of America, of which we all are, which is the right to travel to any of the several states and obtain a domicile to get the law of the land, to touch nature and nature's God, inalienable rights from the Creator, and become a citizen of Texas, a citizen of North Carolina, a citizen of wherever. And that citizen gives you the privileges and immunities of that country and its constitution. We've been lied to. These people are really good. Hillary was a star pupil of Saul Alinsky that wrote the book, Rules for Radicals. He dedicated his book to Lucifer. Can you believe that? He dedicated his books. When I get to hell, the first thing I'm going to do is start organizing them. Well, we'll see how that works out for him. One of the things of Rules for Radicals, never admit the con. You find these politicians, Hillary and Obama, he was another star pupil of Saul Alinsky. They never admit the con. That's why they will never admit when you catch them. They just leave it hanging. They never admit it, because that's one of the rules that Saul Alinsky learned from criminals. If you're going to be a good criminal, never admit you did it. So here we have the Buck Act of 1940 defining income taxes, any tax. And all of a sudden money is under the... So what is the definition of money? Well, see, amazingly, the Buck Act also has one part that goes under Title VII, Section 2, that goes over to the agriculture, the stock market, and the Federal Reserve. Oh, I'm starting to get it. So now if I want to be in a federal area in the land of Oz, guess what? I use Federal Reserve notes. Now I get a great, much more understanding why they had to kill Kennedy, because he was issuing Treasury notes, which was constitutional money. That put everything outside the Buck Act. They had to kill Kennedy, man. They could not, this country could not stand Treasury notes to be floating around. Trump put out, I wish he'd do it, but I don't know why he hasn't. If they started doing Treasury notes, they could get around and swap them out, and they could get rid of about half of the national debt immediately. They could put the Federal Reserve out of business just by changing the stuff out. Treasury notes are obligations of the United States. Federal Reserve are debt notes owned by the feds, and they charge us interest to use their notes. How do you ever pay off something if they charge you interest to use it? Boy, have we been duped. That's why they don't want us to use gold and silver. Because now they give it a value in the Federal Reserve part. It's gold is what, 1,200 or 1,800 or whatever it is. I don't know. Federal Reserve notes. How can that be? What happened to the 1792 Coinage Act? It's still there. We just don't use it. The Constitution of the United States is still there. We're just not using it. It's a ruse. It's an illusion. This issue here that I just talked about today, which I'm going to be talking about more on my Sunday show, like I say, it's 2 to 4, so it'd be 5 to 5 to 7 on Central Standard Time. This is going to blow the lid off of all the state income tax, federal income tax, because how did the feds, the quote federal government, not the government of the United States, federal government, get the authority to transfer to the states to do the dirty work under the Buck Act and hook us? And all this time we're chasing our tails around in Title 26. I want to see these delegations of authorities, and I want to know how the IRS is doing it, and I really want to know, why are they just giving it to the United States? They take it under force, armed. They come to armed to my place and take my property, take me to court, and then they give it away. That doesn't sound very voluntary to me. Is it to you? So we are living in what they were arguing about initially before this, because they were hauling things onto federal reservations, and they were arguing about whether they could tax them or not. And they said, well, you know, we got all these different type of taxes. We don't know whether we can tax the person if he's selling to the feds on a federal reservation or not. So let's just make it common. We'll just cover all the bases. So we'll enact the Buck Act. So everybody is taxable now. Well, that sounds really good, don't it? That's what they did. That's what I've been reading in the congressional records of the Buck Act of 1940 and 1947. Say, I haven't got it all resolved yet, because I've still got a bunch of cases to read that are supporting this reseeding, because I'm still in shock. Here I thought the feds were doing this under the IRS. No, they've got the states doing it. They've got the states doing it by this reseeding nonsense, and it's right in Subtitle C. It's in 26 U.S.C. 3402, Election of the Employer. The employer says, hey, would you like to join the Buck Act if you want to work for me? And if you don't fill out the W-4, he says, well, hey, the IRS has told me I can't hire you if you don't do it. Then if you put in exempt, then the next thing you know, the IRS comes along and says, oh, no, you're not exempt. And the employer says, oh, I'm scared of the IRS. What a con job. What a convoluted con job. How are we, the people, supposed to figure this out when we think these people we elect are actually going to do something constitutional? In reality, all of the Congress and the House of Representatives, even the President of the United States, you know, the President of the United States quit taking the constitutional oath, but FDR was the first one. And nobody since then has taken it word for word that's in quotation marks. They probably don't even know what it means. I've researched out in March 3rd, 1933, I think it is, or 34, I think it's 1933, the very last day that Herbert Hoover was in office, he repealed 1,006 statutes. 1,006, the very last day. And the very next day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt started the National Administrative Recovery nonsense, where executive orders and administrative agencies were law. I got it in writing. They repealed 1,006, Herbert Hoover. Why would he do that on his last day in office and sign it? Why would Congress do it? We got a deep state in Congress. Almost everything we think we know, we're like in the Matrix. This is hard to absorb. For me, I don't know about you. I am still lividly PO'd about this Buck Act. Because they've gotten around and put this overlay. People call it the Federal Zone, and I've heard a lot of other things to it, but it's actually called the Federal Area. This is why we have external establishments like the Postal Service instead of the Post Office. These things operate in the federal areas. Why don't they tell us that? There's all kinds of external establishments. FAA is one of them. All of your nonsense up there, stocks and bonds and all of this other. It's all in the federal. It's all in the land of Oz. It's an overlay. And we all sign up for it. Just just like bank loans. We get a loan from the bank. We don't. That's nonsense. They take my signature. The bank loans me their money. They take my signature, that document, and their credit. Next thing you know, as soon as you get a bank loan, you get a thing in the thing. Oh, by the way, you're not going to pay your money to me, Key Bank. You're going to give it to Wells Fargo. Why do they do that? Because they discount it, and they sell it to turn it into money. So they take my signature, their credit, sell it to another bank, and voila, then the other original bank has got money to go play with to screw us. Federal Reserve notes. Back in a minute.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back. This is Ralph Krumelinero sitting in for John. And if you want some of these things, like this module I worked up on means, which is a killer. I wish I'd have known about it years ago. Exclusive use of the word. Just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. irs@alaskaminuteman.com. Put the word means in it. If you want to see some stuff on Citizen of the United States that'll shock the living heck out of you, email me and do it. I have a list for $250 postal money order, or those that can't pay, you have to email me and say, I want to be on the list, and you get this stuff. And you follow real cases that you can follow, not stuff that's, oh, you can't see it or that. I just clean the clock. It's a small claims guy. I'll go over in Dillingham for a guy. Just this guy that thinks he was so smart. Well, I just cleaned his clock. So one of the things that you really want to start learning to do is a module 2 on affidavits. Put in affidavits in support of any motions of the facts. Because these kangaroo courts look at affidavits, declarations, interrogatories, admissions, sworn testimony. That's what they're operating under. That's why you will see all these people that have been tangling with Trump. They put in declarations, and attorneys are testifying to facts, which they cannot do, but they do it all the time. But learn to do these things. And I have a way out of getting your status right. You file into Alaska. We'll take it as a citizen or whatever it is. I took their naturalization documents, modified, and I'm going to be putting in all this Buck Act, which I've not got done yet. But then under Evidence Rule 907, you come out as a status of a citizen in one of the several states, and it's taken as true, a certified copy. Because you see, a citizen of the United States, if you claim that under 18 U.S.C. 1911, that's a felony. You can't prove it. Well, if you don't know what it is, how are you going to prove it? But there is a way out of this, and then I'm changing the voter thing to start voting for your republic back again as a citizen of whatever state. So there are ways to deal with these guys, but like I say, I'm covering an awful lot in just 1 hour here. These are all just leads to, well, I spend a lot more time on my show on Sunday on each one of these items. I know I'm covering a lot that nobody is going to be able to follow all this. Just not possible. But anyway, if you have one see some documents, they'll have IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. And means is a killer because any court, the definitions always go to the terms. Because that word, what you think it means, it gets a whole new, it's as crazy as dog means cat or dog means moon or whatever. I mean, I'm not making that up. And I've got the modules, and another one does. I got a module on affidavit. If you want to see that, I just worked up. That's why you always put declarations, affidavits in support of anything you're filing into these courts, because they are not constitutional courts. They're not. There's only two left, federal, and that's the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Anyway, this is a shocker to me, is the IRS, the federal taxation, has been reseeded to the states. The states are acting on behalf of the feds because they couldn't get around the reapportionment for income tax, or actually income. So they put it back to the states, and then we signed up for it as a fictional citizen of the United States. And it's in the Buck Act, and I got it. If you haven't seen the Buck Act, I'll give you that too. Hey, well, thanks for listening. What's up with the better alleys? We're everywhere, and God willing, maybe I'll hear you on. You'll hear me on Sunday's show.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.